Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
We begin this afternoon with the subway outages down at West 4th. Nobody panic, nobody panic. It's not happening again, as far as we know. But it happened two times this week, and anybody sitting on those trains, mainly the alphabet lines, for up to 2 hours, knows the aggravation. Well, in steps Governor Hochul, who says, I want a review of this, an investigation into why this keeps happening, and then figure out a way to stop it quicker than right now. And already we're hearing from the MTA, who says, there's a fix for that. It's called upgrade the infrastructure. The thing is old. The continuing problem with West 4th tops our news on this Friday. Newsman Darius Radius is in our leadoff spot.
Two power failures this week crippled seven lines and froze signals, frustrating riders and Governor Hochul.
And for decades, you know, people who are in a position to do something about it failed to make the important upgrades.
That's why she says she ordered a full MTA review.
And we're going to have $4 billion to upgrade aging power systems like the one at West 4th.
MTA Chief Jenna Lieber says the outages show why the money is critical.
We're talking about 100-year-old electrical infrastructure, cloth-covered wires that are from our great-grandparents' era, and we just can't live with that anymore.
Hochul says riders need relief now. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds, and 92.3 FM in Borough Park, Brooklyn.
Yeah, Jano says the antiquated sewer system is also a problem there. It can't hold more than 1 or 2 inches of water. It needs to be upgraded. And then this, the governor says the money from fares and congestion pricing is dedicated to solving the problems. The tariffs on aluminum and steel aren't helping, she says, but that's why there's a need to raise the fares to $3 per ride that we told you about yesterday. Meantime, Governor Hochul says it's high time we start getting serious about an interborough express. And with that, she's advancing the project from planning to a more active phase. So what does that mean, Larry Mullins? Well, it means an engineering and design team will now dig into the project, coming up with design plans, what the route will look like, where the stops will be located, what the cars will look like, what kind of material. It'll be a light rail system. They'll call it the Interborough Express again, that would directly connect Brooklyn and Queens and reduce travel times up to 30 minutes in either direction. She says they'll start on it this summer.
Be able to get one part of Brooklyn to Queens much faster than it ever would before. We're talking about shaving off a lot of time. In fact, from when we first unveiled this, we've already found ways to save another 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Let's make it 12.
Hochul says the annual ridership projection is about 48 million total trips, higher than any other light rail across the U.S. More importantly, she says it'll connect historically underserved communities in Brooklyn and Queens to the subway, the buses, and the LIRR in a 14-mile, 32-minute ride. Oh, check out the governor trying to steal our handle. You give us 32 minutes, we'll give you, well, Queens. Work it out, sister. Some data says the elimination of year-round outdoor dining has virtually cut out roadway dining in poorer neighborhoods. Says the communities with median incomes of $60,000 or less represent only a small percentage of sidewalk eateries. Needless to say, the hospitality folks want to know what is up with that.
Fix the outdoor dining system. Words from Andrew Ridgey of the New York City Hospitality Alliance reacting to a study that just 2% of roadway dining now is in neighborhoods where incomes are under 60 grand a year.
There's licensing fees. There's what they call consent fees. There's the cost of building and maintaining these roadway cafes. And let's not forget, these things actually produce a lot of tax revenue for the city and create a lot of jobs.
He's asking for Mayor Adams and the city council to take immediate action. He says it can't wait. Otherwise, many restaurants that are considering doing this next year are going to permanently put it on the back burner. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The data based on a list of restaurants that got full or conditional approval for curbside dining from the DOT. Mayor Adams announcing another superlative today for his administration, says it's the most pro-housing administration in New York City history, showcasing what he calls back-to-back records for producing permanently affordable homes
And for the third fiscal year in a row, he says.
I'm proud to announce that thanks to our administration's tireless efforts so far to increase the city housing supply, we have already created, preserved, or planned for approximately 426,800 homes for New Yorkers.
The announcement part of his so-called Housing Week, highlighting the city's efforts to create more homes and keep people in homes that they already have. From Bay Ridge, what the heck is that monstrosity? People are, jaws are dropping here over a Mega Mance on the block for a mega price. And it's got the neighbors wondering, what is this going to do for the specs in this neighborhood? Mary Lynn Buckley put on some sunglasses. That's to take a peek at the limestone and gold.
How much would you spend to buy a home in Brooklyn? Well, if you go on 77th Street in Bay Ridge, a home is now selling for $25 million.
It's just so outrageous.
Christine and Sadia had to drive by.
The houses next to it don't look anything like it.
It's an eyesore.
Vic has lived on this block for 56 years.
It's just out of character. There are a lot of old Victorians and Queen Anne's here, and that this is like kind of looks like a mausoleum.
Amisha also lives here and is supporting how much the house is going for.
I've been privileged to go inside while it was even constructed. It's really like a museum.
The block is busy with cars, many of them stopping right in front of this home to see it for themselves. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bay Ridge.
Doesn't it almost sound like the Addams Family? The house is a museum when people, whatever. Well, three brothers who run a jewelry store in Nassau suing the county and the police department now after they say they were arrested and accused of beating up a customer, although a grand jury said no, they didn't. They say there was never any beating.
The Avital brothers were arrested and charged with attacking a man who was allegedly trying to sell them a fake bracelet. Charges were later dropped, but the press release with their mugshots is still on the PD website. Their attorney is Alexander Klein.
This press release simply said they had committed this conduct as a matter of fact, that a quote-unquote robbery occurred, and that the allegations were quote-unquote according to detectives, without mentioning the fact that there were no detectives who had any firsthand knowledge of what happened here.
And once word got around about the arrests,
practically overnight after the defamatory press release, they were persona non grata.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And of course, 1010 Winds has reached out to both Nassau County and the police for comment. Well, this next one.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.